Now, the rest of the story. He was, at best, an average student in college. Extraordinarily shy young man. Attempting to overcome introversion, he went out for sports, but discovered quickly that he was neither big enough nor tough enough. He tried campus politics. Of the 35 candidates for class president that year, he came in 35th. He tried to get on the student council. Not enough votes to elect him. And in the wake of these successive disappointments, the young man decided at last to accept his shyness, to pursue instead something that did not require a great deal of public relations. He would be a writer. And it was during his senior year in college that he finally got up the nerve to write a major thesis. It was for the political science department. Its topic was the significance of the Munich Pact of 1938. And that thesis was so highly praised by his professors that the young man was inspired to convert his work into a book. He learned everything he could about publishing contracts, about rewriting and editing manuscripts. Through a family friend, a newspaper bureau chief, he was introduced to a literary agent. And in the summer of 1940, what had begun as a college thesis was introduced to the world literary community and became, within weeks, a bestseller. And he was still a shy young man. But now, with the publication of his first book, he was also a best-selling author. The New York Herald Tribune called it an electrifying diagnosis. The London Times Literary Supplement called it a young man's book, containing much wisdom for older men. The New York Times said, quote, a book of such painstaking scholarship, such mature understanding and fair-mindedness, such penetrating and timely conclusions, that it's a notable textbook for our times. Unilaterally enthusiastic acclaim for a work which had begun as a political science thesis, a book entitled Why England Slept. Even publisher Henry Luce was astounded. He said, I cannot recall a single man of my college generation who could have written such an adult book on such a vitally important subject during his senior year at college. Well, after a hitch in the armed forces, the young author resumed his promising literary career. He became a special correspondent for the Hearst newspaper chain, and he wrote magazine articles as well. And one day, his father called him home. And on that occasion, his father, in effect, dictated to the young man what he was to do with the rest of his life. He was to enter politics. The young author was incredulous at the thought. He hated the idea instantly. Back in college, he had placed 35th of the 35 candidates for class president. He'd not even been able to get elected to the student council. Now he was supposed to abandon a career with which he was completely satisfied to become a politician? Dad, he protested repeatedly, I'm not a backslapper. And he was not. What he was a best-selling author at the age of 23. And he was a journalist with a brilliant future. Most significant, perhaps, he was a shy, a sensitive young man. He was just not the politician type, just a quiet, introverted writer who wanted to stay that way, but whose will in the end was no match for that of his father. The young man's name was Jack Kennedy. John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Only now you know the rest of the story.